Christmas in the City 2 has happened, and it's here.
It's here.
Here it is.
Really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand there just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful.
Worry.
What's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I better.
Were you planning a second one ever since?
Not really. Last year, we cursed ourselves the entire time in production and post-production and everything. We're like, we're never doing this again. Never doing this again.
But actually, people approached us afterward, and they're like, thank you so much. We really appreciate what you did here. And we were kind of blown away by the fact that they actually received it as well as they did. It was kind of a first year thing, and we were kind of forced into it, but we enjoyed doing it again.
Yeah.
Great amount of buzz.
I kind of concur with Travis. We were really flabbergasted at how well it was received. We couldn't keep our inventory in stock mm-hmm. the entire time. So hopefully this year we've got a little better handle on our inventory too. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things that was great was that a lot of people release Christmas albums that are kind of novelty bits, and they kind of fall into the cracks, and they're not really special,
right? You know?
But last year's was really special, and I think a lot of people came up to me and told me after they'd heard it that it was one of their favorite albums. The music was
great to hear,
great quality, and there was something it did something that most Christmas albums fail to do. I think
the other thing that's nice about it is, you know, you hear so many Christmas songs over the holidays that they're just pummeled into your head. But with this, you're actually hearing people in your own community playing and singing the songs. So I think it adds a little touch of intimacy to the community or for the community.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over. And a new one just begun. So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one. The old and the young. A very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
How did you work on this with you in Louisville? I can't say it. How did it happen? What was your role in it, Travis?
What we did last year was really tough because we basically recorded in a basement and had drums and microphones set up for what, Mitch? Like 2 months?
2 months. Yeah.
So it really took a toll on some of the emotional health of the people that lived in that house. So this year we decided we wanted to get kind of a backing band just to kind of cover like the bass and drums. And then we would do a lot of the overdubs as vocals and all the other instruments on top of that. And that way we saved ourselves the sanity of you know, a big room taking up space, recording. This way it really worked out well because we were able to email tracks back and forth, overdubs and changes and edits. And we finished way ahead of schedule doing it that way this year, and nobody was killed.
That's especially good.
Yeah, bass and drums were all done in Nashville over the course of, I think, just 2 days. They just hammered them out. John Estes in Nashville, and then Tom Myers played drums. He's from Sioux City originally and living down in Nashville.
Was that hard for the artists to be sent tracks and just to sing over those?
Yeah, we made sure with them, number one, is this the arrangement that's going to work? And number two, is this the key that's going to work? Because once the tracks are done, they're done. We're not going to do them again. So we checked, double checked, and triple checked with the singers and artists, et cetera, to make sure that that was indeed what they were going to be doing. There was no going back after it was down.
With your own works, Travis, you sang Christmas Island this year.
Yeah, it was it's an old tune that I remember hearing growing up. I think it's been one of those classic covers that Bing Crosby and the older artist type people did, and I always grew up listening to my dad would play Leon Redbone, and his version is kind of what I emulated there. Kind of an old-timey, old-fashioned song with kind of a Hawaiian theme for all of us who grew up in Iowa and freeze all winter long and hate our existence for a few months. I was kind of trying to channel the warm desert island theme.
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend the holiday way across the sea? How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay?
The luau theme of Christmas. It was so bizarre.
I imagine it in a Hawaiian shirt.
I don't know how that works. I guess it works.
For all us seasonal depression disorder people, it's just for them.
Uh-huh. Yes, well, it's therapy. Now, track number 6 for when you're feeling especially blue. I know that Emily Johnson Band is on here.
Actually, just Emily Johnson, but I do play guitar on that track as well. Please Come Home for Christmas. It's just I think the Eagles made it famous originally, and Emily just kind of did her own take on it. Getting 10 people in the studio this year was just not an option for us. So Emily did vocals, guitar was done up here, and then bass, drums, and keyboards were done in Nashville.
Bells will be ringing, sad news.
So they were happy to, they had a fun time.
Yeah, I think everybody from last year that wanted to do it was able to do it again this year. And it was, like I said before, just a really big success last year. So everybody was willing to donate their time and effort and put it towards a good cause again this year.
And this year, the charity that some of this goes to is Iowa CASA.
Yes.
Court-appointed.
Yeah, there we go. Court-appointed special advocate for children. It's a mouthful. Basically, they watch out for kids who maybe haven't had such a great life and need somebody to be their advocate and make sure everything is going okay and they don't get lost in the shuffle. It's a really good organization, and not a whole lot of people know about them, but they've been around for years, and it's all volunteer based, and it's just a really great organization.
I've been talking with Mitch Martin and Travis Barnes, the producers of Christmas in the Sioux 2. The album is available at SiouxCityChristmas.com. There will be a release party on December 11th at the Marina Inn. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.
It's usually a little colder. That's something that I love. I get older. People walking by, staring at.
stood.